Ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for May 12, 2015 is now called to order. I would ask you to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichert.
Here.
Commissioner Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Evelyn Alexander.
Here.
Commissioner Lloyd Roberts.
Here.
Also present, we have Henry and Peño from the City Attorney's Office, as well as Jason York from the City Attorney's Office.
Our first item for today is item AA, public comments. I don't see anyone in the audience to make public comments today, so we'll move on to item AB, approve agenda additions. Do we have any additions today?
No additions.
Okay. That moves us on to our consent calendar for today. I'd ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 and A2 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull any of the items for discussion? Ask for the motion.
So move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
No. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. That ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is item A3, a request by Stephen Sanchez from Gaspard, Castillo, and Harper, APC, to schedule a hearing in the matter of the suspension of appellant P1504-2. Mr. Sanchez?
Good morning. We're just here to request hearing dates to appeal the suspension.
Okay. I'm sure all of us have had an opportunity to look at the dates. The first one's April 27th through...
I don't have dates.
Oh, you don't?
No, he proposed these were for the hearing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Certification.
Maybe it was our backup material I saw the proposed dates in.
Yeah, he had listed a couple of proposed dates starting at the end of June, the 23rd, 24th, and then into July the 14th were some potential dates. I did pull information from availability for council chambers, if you would like to confirm that and verify if there might be any earlier times to address this.
So what we have here is 6:23, 6:24, and 7:14. How does that look to the commissioners?
I think it's too far in the future.
If I may be heard, I'm sorry. My name is Jason Ewart. I will be representing the department in this appeal hearing. One of my key witnesses will be in training for a majority of the month of June. That will be June 5th through June 26th. He will return June 29th. Additionally, another one of my witnesses will be gone July 17th through August 2nd. So at this point in time, unless we hear this at the end of May, which I believe is pretty soon, and we'll leave relatively little amount of time to prepare for the appeal hearing,
okay.
If we could look at the first 2 weeks of July, I think that is the going to be the most available as far for our witnesses. I haven't spoken with Mr. Sanchez about that to see if he was amenable, but.
Actually, that's more beneficial to me anyways, because since I filed this notice, the last 2 weeks of June are kind of not available for me as well. So I'm free anytime between, June 30th through July 9th. And I don't even know if I need 3 days. 2 days might be enough. There's only a few witnesses that will be called. I can't imagine you would call any, probably the same ones I would call.
I plan on calling 4.
Okay.
So I was going to request 2 days.
Yeah, I think 2 days is...
2 days?
I think that's good.
Okay, we have a problem up here the first week of July.
We could start it there. Council chambers would not be available on the 6th, nor will I be available on July 6th. So we could do it the 7th, 8th, potentially, or look for another location as well. So we'll have to verify availability of the room, but I'm sure we can find something if that's the week or the following week, which would be the 13th. Mr. Sanchez, did you say the week of the 13th of July was not good for you?
I can do the week of the 13th, but I can also do the 7th and the 8th.
Okay. And then, Mr. Ewart, what about your witness availability? What was that on the week of the 7th, 8th, as well as the following week? Are both of those?
The week of the 7th and 8th will work the following week, as long as we can do it before the 17th. One of my witnesses will be unavailable beginning July 17th through August 2nd.
Okay, Commissioner Roberts, did you have a...
Boy, it must be mice, Lloyd.
I can do the 14th and 15th of July.
The 15th of July?
14th and 15th. That works for you too, right?
That should work.
Okay.
That week's not good for me.
14th.
We could start at the,
what is it,
the 13th? Monday the 13th and the 14th, which is a regular day. How does that look for everyone?
I think that would be fine.
What about you?
You can't do the 14th
and 15th? Not the best for me, but I can make it work.
The 13th and 14th?
What I'm saying is I would prefer not to do the 13th if it's possible, but if there's no other choice, then I'll do it. But I was hoping for the 14th and 15th.
14th and 15th. Is that? We were just trying to get the council changed.
No, I know, I know. Yeah. I know.
Okay, so tentatively, the July 14 and 15.
You make those 14, 15. Yes.
How does that look for everyone?
Looks good. Oh, for me at least.
It's fine for the department.
It's not the best for me, but I can make it work.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if we could set the time then for those two dates.
Okay, so 7:14, that's our regular meeting date. So it will be at 9:30 on that date. And the next date, we can begin at 9:00 in the morning. Okay, if that's fine with everyone, we'll go ahead and do that then.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey, just for my knowledge, who do you plan on calling?
Our next item is item A4, correspondence. Do we have any correspondence?
No correspondence.
Okay. Next item, item A5, election of the board chairperson and vice chairperson for the term of May 2015 through May 16. Councillor Impenu would like to talk to the board about this.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. May of each year is your historically your regular election time. There's two commissioners, I believe, whose terms are still pending for renewal, and so the commission may want to consider continuing agenda item A5, the election of officers, to your first regularly scheduled meeting in June, anticipating that the mayor and council will act on extending the term of those two commissioners so that there wouldn't be any question about who would be here, at least of the four of you, in this next calendar year. The fifth commissioner, the vacancy, may not be acted upon by then, and so I would not recommend that you wait until that position is filled, but the two that are pending extension, I think, maybe you desire to continue the selection until a month from now.
Do we need a motion to continue?
Yes, I'd recommend a motion to continue, and then obviously the officers that are in place now would continue until that election.
We don't have a vice chair, though.
There's no vice chair, but the in the absence of the current chairman, if you were to hold a meeting, then the remaining commissioners here would elect a chairman at that meeting date.
I know. I move to continue.
Okay, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We'll put this off until the first meeting in June, which will be, I believe, the 14th. No.
The 9th.
The 9th, you're right. I'm looking at July. Okay, next we have item A6, a report from the chief examiner.
So the full monthly report for the month of April will be presented at our next meeting. However, I did want to make sure that you were aware that there should be new signage, at least painted signage, designating your parking placements in the parking garage. Have you noticed that?
The signage is there, but there were 7 cars in
still
the slots.
Utilizing. Okay.
Beautiful sign.
Yeah. No space.
That are not being acknowledged. All right.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right. And I will follow up with traffic enforcement. They did indicate that they were going to start doing regular rotations, hopefully during our meeting times to address that. So, but I am glad at least the signage has been replaced.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. And with that, I would ask for a motion that the personnel action summary report for May 4th, 2015 be received and filed. If I can have that motion.
So moved, Chair.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A7, closed session. I would ask for a motion that the Civil Service Board recess to closed session for the personnel issue pursuant to Government Code Section 54957 in the matter of Appellant P1502-1. If I can have that motion.
So moved, Chair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Chair, I have a question, though. There is a council meeting on the 18th, a city council meeting. So if our two commissioners happen to be reappointed on the 18th, couldn't we have elections on May 26th instead of waiting until June? Just a thought.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, couldn't we continue it to the next meeting rather than in June?
I don't know what's on the agenda for the May 18th meeting. I don't know if the...
I don't know that the mayor will be able to get
that's right.
the item they, added.
They, yeah, that has to be done by... It's published on Thursday, so that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. So I think just time frame-wise, it's more likely that it will be
that's right.
After.
I forgot they have to publish it so early. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. We'll go to closed session at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we've just returned from closed session and discussed the personnel pursuant to Government Code Section 54957 in the matter of Appellant P1502-1, and our counsel, Mr. Impino, is going to make a statement concerning that at this time.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to announce for the record that the Civil Service Board in the matter of the hearing of P1502-1 did, by unanimous vote of the board, adopt the findings and statement of decision, notice of time limits for filing petition for writ of mandate in this matter.
Okay, thank you very much. And that being done, our next item is item A8, adjournment. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of May 26, 2015. If I can have that motion.
So moved, Chair.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much.